You're listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, with your host, certified life and spiritual coach, Naz Rose. Hey, beautiful listeners, welcome back to Third Eye Talks. Let's take a collective breath because eclipse season is done. I know that you all can't communicate it back to me here on the show, but I would love for you to email me or send me a message if you follow me on social media, which, by the way, all my handles across the board are at Believe It Coach, or email me info@believeitlifecoaching.com. I want to know how eclipse season went for you. I want to know what breakthroughs you had. Share with me some of those. I love to hear from others how eclipse season treated them. I was hearing so much from so many clients, so many friends, so many colleagues, so many of my family members just talking about how the eclipse was affecting them. And I can say that this is probably one of the most powerful eclipses that we've had in a really long time, just based off of the reaction and the breakthroughs, which they were all really, really beautiful breakthroughs. And, you know, I got also a lot of feedback from people saying that they are so grateful that they loved the episode on how to get through eclipse season and that it really helped them to actually tune into that. So I'm very, very grateful for that. In many ways, eclipse season, for me personally, eclipse season was a wonderful, wonderful look back. And I want to just share with you very quickly before we get into today's topic, which is the four main triggers that I see come up over and over in my now 4 years of doing spiritual coaching. But I do want to share with you some of the big takeaways of eclipse season. Number one was that I did hear a lot from people about the episode on the eclipses and how to get through the eclipse season. And for me, that was really beautiful, A, because it just reminds me that people are tuning in, which is always really, really good. But two, just to see that it takes time for things to bear fruit, but that eventually they do. This is the third season of Third Eye Talks, and I've been doing episodes every week. And it wasn't up until maybe the beginning of this year, or maybe even the end of last year, that I started to see the impact of the podcast. Now, I do get the statistics all the time, which shows me the downloads, how many people are tuning in, and those are always great. But seeing the actual feedback from listeners and the impact that the podcast is having for them is a completely different thing. And I'm just in so much gratitude over how it has grown. And it reminded me, and it was one of those things I was grateful for, that things take time. And so I bring that up because this eclipse was really the end of a seven-year thing that we were going through. Now we're entering a new seven-year phase in our lives. And what I want you to know about that is to remember that things take time, okay? For me, it was definitely a reminder that everything that I wanted when I started the last seven-year cycle did happen for me in those 7 years, but it took the full amount of time for it to really come to fruition. So I say all of this to say, if you are starting something, please allow yourself the grace to continue to keep going, because eventually it will bear fruit. You just have to be committed and you really have to embody the energy of what you're doing. The podcast just started having people who are supporting it financially. And I would love for you to do that. If you have the ability, you can click the support the podcast link, which I'll throw in the show notes, but it's also on the podcast itself, wherever you listen to it. We've just started getting contributors, and you can contribute $3, $5, however much you feel monthly to support the show. We've just started to see that. I've just started to see that come in. I've just started to get opportunities for advertising. I've just started to get feedback from people who are listening in and they're saying, hey, I've been a fan of your podcast from the beginning. Thank you so much for continuing to put it out there. I'm just starting to see the result of the work. And so I want to use this opportunity to remind you that if you're struggling and you're like, when is this thing finally going to pan out for me? Don't give up. It will come. It will come to you. It will happen. You will unlock it and it will be worth it because you've taken your time. Anything worth building takes time. Okay. So don't stop digging. Keep going. Keep going. All right. So that's my little motivational spiel for today. Let's get into today's topic of triggers. I'm not going to go into exactly what a trigger is because I feel like many of the listeners already know. They're aware of what an emotional trigger is. And I really want to take the time today to go through what I've seen in my years as a coach are the repeating triggers that show up for people. I do take my one-on-one clients through a series of shadow work exercises that allows them to dig deep into why certain types of personalities trigger them and what exactly that is meant to show them about their own journey. And it's a beautiful, transformative, wonderful thing to do. So I want to set the foundation for you about what that looks like today. And then you can do the work on your own. But of course, if you want additional help, I do one-on-one coaching. And it doesn't have to be a full immersion into my program. We can do one or two sessions. We can go through your shadow work and you will grow tremendously. But either way, today you'll get a foundation for how to do this and why these four types of triggers are the ones that show up over and over. Let's start at the top. When you are triggered by the pick me, girl or guy. Okay. This is the person who always wants to be the center of attention, the person who's always like, you know, me, me, me. Okay. We know this personality. So if you are triggered by that center of attention person, that pick me guy or girl, what I want you to know is that this person is showing up in your life either repeatedly or in this one phase of your life because you're being asked to look at your own feelings of self-worth, how much you feel you're worthy of vocalizing, how much you feel you're worthy of being seen and heard, okay? Usually the person who's triggered by this type of person is someone who was not necessarily always acknowledged as a child, was not always necessarily seen as a child, was not always necessarily celebrated for vocalizing their desire to be seen and loved and embraced. As a matter of fact, the contrary could have happened where they were told it's better to be humble and don't make yourself the center of attention because that's horrible, that's ugly. They were either told this or they were shown this through an authority figure, a parent, a teacher, a mentor who acted this way toward people who were pygmy people, and they learned it. They learned, okay, that's not nice. That's not pretty when you show up that way. And they hide the part of themselves that really deserves to be seen or feel worthy of being seen. So when the pygmy girl triggers you, it's an opportunity for you to look within and say, where am I not feeling worthy enough to be seen? Why do I not want to be seen that way? Why don't I want to be front and center? Why do I feel like I shouldn't be heard? Is this stemming from feelings of low self-worth, low self-confidence? And how can I begin to increase my sense of self-worth and confidence? Once you do that, the person, that type of triggering person will stop to show up, will stop showing up in your life. Unless, of course, you go back into feeling unworthy and feeling like it's not a nice guy or girl thing to do to put yourself first. Okay. Then the person will show up again if you do dig back into that behavior. People only show up, that's really important to mention, people only show up and trigger us when it's time for us to do the work. So second type of personality that usually people are triggered by is the aggressive, rude, angry, overly outspoken man or woman. And when you are triggered by this kind of person, it means that you may be bottling up your feelings. You may have unexpressed anger that you are holding and that you have buried deep within. This is usually a trademark trigger for kids who were not given space to express emotions that the elders felt were bad or ugly or something that children shouldn't do. So if you expressed anger, if you expressed jealousy, if you expressed, you know, hate, if you expressed anger, you were immediately stopped in your tracks. This may be the child who was told, you know, oh, you want to have a face? I'll give you a reason to have a face. Or, oh, you want to cry? I'll give you a reason to cry. When emotions weren't validated for the child, when they didn't have space to show a full range of emotions, these tend to be the people who bottle up anger and who bottle up the ugly stuff, who bottle up, and I say that in quotations, okay, ugly, who bottle up what they feel or what they were taught is the ugly stuff. So what happens is when somebody comes with this energy of anger and they show up in your space, what you see is that they haven't mastered it, or they're not masking it, or they're not hiding it. They are coming off aggressively. They're unafraid to express themselves in any way that they want. They're unafraid to show up completely unhinged. And that triggers you because there's a part of you that wishes to be able to express yourself across a range of emotions. And you want to, because you're a full human and because you're supposed to have a full range of emotions, and they are all valid and they are all beautiful. So the work for you is, am I allowing myself to show a full range of whatever I'm feeling? And if I am not, why not? Do I feel that I will be unlovable if I express that part of myself? And if so, what has led me to believe that? And how do I challenge that? How do I begin to know that I deserve to be loved regardless of the emotions that I show? Okay. The third kind of trigger is the manipulator or the manipulative type of person. If you're triggered by someone who is manipulative, what I want you to know is that you are not asking directly for the things that you want. Okay. You are very well versed in how to get what you want, but you don't do it outright. Okay. And this is why manipulative people trigger you, because they are clearly operating from a place of, I'm going to get what I want no matter what. You, on the other hand, are a chameleon. You have learned how to adjust your personality or adjust your mannerisms or even adjust your tone, your way of being, in order to make people comfortable enough in your presence so that you can ask them for what you want. Okay. Again, there's nothing wrong with this. There is nothing wrong with asking for exactly what you want. The reason you're being triggered by the manipulator type is that you're taking too long and it's getting frustrating for you. So this person is showing up in your life to tell you, hey, just ask for what you want. Just show your true colors and just go ahead and ask the questions. Ask for the sale. Ask for the thing that you want and just tell people, do you want to buy this? Do you love me? Do you care about me? Do you want to come with me to this? Do you want to go on this trip? Just start to ask more direct questions. Begin to be much more direct about what you want and exactly how far you're willing to go to get it. And that way, the manipulator will stop triggering you. What's triggering you about them is that ability to get what they want and to go to great lengths to get it. Of course, you don't want to necessarily embody their energy, but at the end of the day, you both want the same thing, which is you want what you want and you want to ask for it and you want to get it. And there's nothing wrong with that. So check in for that trigger. Okay. The final fourth personality type that tends to be triggering for most people is the bossy, control freak, micromanager type. And if you are triggered by this bossy kind of personality, what I want you to know is you want to be the boss, babe. You want to be the boss. You want to be in charge of your life. You want to have autonomy. You don't want to be spoken down to. You don't want for people to underestimate you. You don't want to play the supporting role. For me, when I see people like this, one of the main things I see in them is that they are true leaders and they know it. But what happens is they grow up in an environment where they have to be led by others because they are children. They have to be led by others, and they allow those people to lead them. And a lot of times those people, something happens where the child loses control of their environment, of what's happening in their lives. And so for them, the idea of losing control is scary. And so when somebody comes in with the attitude of, I'm going to control this situation, they're immediately triggered and taken back to a place or a situation where they gave their power away and where they knew that they had the ability to lead themselves, but they didn't. And so what I want you to know is, if you are triggered by the bossy personality, it's time for you to step out of the shadows. It's time for you to know that you have great leadership skills. You are a boss bee, okay? You are it. You know what to do. You're bright, you're smart, and you can lead people. And you can trust yourself to lead them properly. You don't have to play a supporting role. You do not have to give your power away. And the bossy personality is coming into your life to show you that you can be the boss, okay? That you need to level up and you need to speak for yourself and you need to say, you know what? I have autonomy. I am going to be the boss of myself, be the boss of my life, take control, set boundaries, do what bosses do, do what leaders do. You lead with kindness, but you also lead with, you know, boundaries, strong boundaries. So if you are triggered by this kind of personality, I definitely want you to know that you can take control of your life and that you should ask yourself, where am I feeling powerless? Where am I giving my power away? Where am I giving my power to others instead of taking it back for myself? Okay? As soon as you start to do this, as soon as you start to embody your boss leader energy, you will no longer be triggered by these types of people, because they will have a space where they can lead and you will have a space where you can lead. And that is in your own life. Okay. So these are the primary triggers that I see repeated over and over and over again as a coach. What I want you to know about triggers, and the main thing I want you to take away from today, is that triggers are never about the other person. 100 people could experience the same person, and not all of them will be triggered by that personality type. And that just means that that's not something that they have to work on. That's not something that is showing up emotionally and causing upheaval for them, because it's not part of their work. So if you are triggered by a personality type, I want you to take the power away from the person. They're just a mirror, and bring it back to you and say, thank you, person, for showing up. Thank you for the reminder. What is it that you're trying to show me about me? Where do I want to embody some of your qualities? Where do I want to embody some of your boldness? Where do I want to embody some of the ways in which you do things without caring about what anybody else thinks? Where are you showing up authentically that makes me look at myself and say, I'm not showing up authentically? These are all tools. These are all teachers. These are all people that are here and showing up this way for you. Okay? For you to learn and for you to go down the journey of seeing which parts of yourself you're not loving. Where are you not fully loving and embracing you? That is all emotional triggers are for. They are a reminder, a red flag that you have not fully embodied your full authentic self. You're still hiding. There are still parts of you that you're pushing away into your shadow self. And those things that you're pushing away are not allowing you to fully be yourself. and to fully feel the love that, of course, you deserve. Okay? I hope this episode has helped you. If you have questions, if you need help with triggers, please reach out to me. As I said, info@believeitlifecoaching.com. I do have programs, but you don't need to sign up for a program. You can do single sessions with me, one single session, two sessions, however many you please. I will always give you advice, but it's up to you how many sessions you want to do. And I would love to bring you into my space. Please remember also to support the show if you have the ability, by donating to the show monthly, a couple of dollars here and there, and or sending your feedback. I love your feedback. I love your reviews. I love to hear from you. So if the podcast is helping you in any way, please reach out and let me know. And of course, don't forget to join us in Up Next. How could I forget? Come on. Our Up Next community is growing and we're having an incredible time in there. We're getting ready to have our April session, which is going to be all about moving past fear. So if you are someone who tends to think of an idea or something that you want to do, but the fear is debilitating, come into the Up Next membership. We're going to show you starting this month how to move past that. And of course, we have monthly sessions on different topics. We did a super powerful one last month, which was about personal boundaries. And I did one back in February, which was about leading versus managing your life. Also super powerful. So please, please, please don't forget to check out the Up Next membership. It's $45 a month and it is worth every penny. All right, guys, I hope that you enjoyed the episode and I'll see you next time on Third Eye Talks. Bye. Thank you for listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, brought to you by Believe It Life Coaching. Follow us on Instagram at Believe It Coach. Or visit our website for more information, believeitlifecoaching.com.